The filmmaker Prakash Jha was roughed up, his face smeared with ink, on Sunday when a group of Bajrang Dal members went on a rampage on the sets of his web series Ashram, being shot in Bhopal. Now the Madhya Pradesh Home Minister has defended the action and says the use of the word Ashram in the series is offensive. And on anything controversial, filmmakers need to clear their scripts. That's not it. He's also objected to an ad showing a same-sex couple. He says there needs to be an investigation. In fact, he's ordered one as well. Joining us now to look at this, Mayank Tiwari, the well-known screenwriter. We're also joined by Geeta Bhatt. We'll be joined by Fauzia Arshi, the film director, as well. Mayank, when you come to a situation like this where there are physical attacks which take place, and every few months, unfortunately, we tend to discuss this sort of situation, do you believe that as a filmmaker, you can actually write what you want in this country anymore?
No, I don't think so. And I also feel that we cannot be very naive and innocent about it. I mean, there is a very strong sense of deja vu which this incident brings, you know. And it has happened in the past when I think Padmavat was the last yes. example that comes to my mind immediately when a director was manhandled. And even then it was done with a lot of impunity. So if I were to speak a little cynically, I would say that perhaps it's time we have to now accept it as some sort of an occupational hazard that, you know, we are writing a controversial show. We are writing a show in which some people can take offense. We are shooting it in a state, you know, where the ruling dispensation field agrees with the people who are offended, and perhaps we can get into some trouble. So I feel that it's quite shocking. I mean, actually, if you see it, shocking even doesn't describe it anymore, because everything happens almost as a script. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, no, I don't think we can. There are these. It's very clear what you cannot write about. You cannot write about religion. You cannot write about a certain kind of politics. You cannot write about a certain kind of ideology. And if you do, you please be ready to face the music. Then don't complain. Which is what the Home Minister has said in his statements today.
Geeta Bhatt, this is the quote of Narottam Mishra, the minister. He says, "I have an objection to the shooting of the web series Ashram that's taking place in Bhopal. Why do you portray the film scenes and hurt our sentiments?" And then he says that, and I quote, "If there is any scene which is objectionable, or if you have a story that hurts any religion, then first give that story to the administration and get permission and carry out shooting only after that." This is ludicrous. I mean, there's going to be a censor before a film is even shot. I mean, is this what we want in our country?
Well, Vishnuji, you see, if you look at these issues, you know, time and again we have seen that communities, when it comes to anything related to their culture or their religious sentiments, somehow, you know, people have objected in many ways. I mean, no one can justify, like, you know, that smearing of an ink is something which is justifiable. I'm not saying that. But time and again, it has happened for various reasons. For example, just some time back, a Shiv Sena worker had, you know, smeared a person
yes.
in Maharashtra
yes.
just because, you know, he called the chief minister as nalayak or something.
It
like
happens
that.
About three so, or four times a
so,
year.
Yes,
it's all
no, this is something which,
horrible.
Is, which cannot be, no, which this is something which no one can pardon, it cannot be pardoned, but at the same time, whenever there are any kind of, videography, filming, where the sentiments of a particular community are hurt, then they respond in certain manner. We have seen how Mani Ratnam was hurled with a bomb when he portrayed in his film Bombay that a Muslim woman had fallen in love with a Hindu man. And we had seen that when Innocence of Muslims, a movie
which was directed in the US, other than the fact that the film was called Ashram, what was
yes,
so deeply objectionable
yes, so,
about
so,
the content?
So, yes, so yeah, there is a large section of community which says that since the word Ashram, which is, you know, connected to our ancient culture and is basically, it identifies with something which is a very revered place, a spiritual hermitage, that naming and showing there that there are Hindu saints who are into raping, into drug dealing, is something which is offending people. Now, there are exceptions. It's not that such people do not exist, but it is not something which is a part of the mainstream, and that is there in every...
So a film has to cater to the mainstream.
We have we have seen
a film has to cater to the mainstream as you define it.
Pope Francis himself has felt ashamed and has said.
So I think you know you've hit the nail on the head. I mean,
thousands of clergymen.
One second, let me just go across to Fauzia, who also joins us at this stage. I think what Geeta mentioned over there is important, that this doesn't reflect the views of the mainstream. And I think this is, and that is perhaps what is most objectionable, but is very much a reality. If you don't make a film that that subscribes to the ideology of a so-called mainstream, right, then you can't make it at all. Isn't that what this is all about?
See, this is all gundagardi and this is all nonsense which is going on. Film industry is targeted because anybody who targets the film industry gets the fame in the media. So it has become a fashion. This is a very sad act, you know, by Bajrang Dal once again, because this is not the first time this is happening. It's very sad that government, on the whole, the state governments or the central government, they are not really putting any measure in order to stop this nonsense which is happening. There's no law and order, especially when it comes to the film.
Well, Madhya Pradesh government says it was wrong. They've said that shooting the film was wrong.
That's what I'm saying. That who will they decide? Are they filmmakers? Are we interfering in their administration? No. They are leaders, they are political leaders, they are administrators, they should do their own job. We should, and what we are doing as filmmakers, we are making films, we are entertainers, we are the mirror of the society. We will definitely show what the society is doing. So you
don't feel scared saying that, Fauzia?
No, not at all.
So
you'll keep
making films the way you see fit?
Yeah, definitely. And one thing more.
And Mayank, would you keep writing films the way you see fit? Or do you feel that it's a lost cause?
100%. I will do what I feel is right. It is another matter if it will find backers. But I will do what I feel is right. 100%.
The other thing which happened was, I believe it was in the same press conference, where Narottam Mishra said that he has ordered an investigation on a same-sex couple in an ad where they were celebrating Karwa Chauth. Right. So this was his quote. Today they are showing lesbians at Karwa Chauth. Tomorrow they will show two males getting married. Why show material that hurts our sentiment? Which century is this? I mean, I don't know. Mayank, your thoughts?
My thoughts are as, you know, same as yours. This is a very, but actually, you know, the fact that we are discussing all this is also very, I don't know, it's a kind of an ironic thing. It's a very ironic thing because ultimately we know where the society really is going. We know where the world is really going. I mean, to say these kind of statements are made to provoke people into some sort of a regressive framework. That is the only idea behind it. Because overtly they cannot say all this on an international platform that India does not, I mean, same-sex relationships have been decriminalized a long time back. So this, it's funny actually. I think they want to incite some sort of a, they derive some sort of a perverse pleasure when they incite people, you know, they provoke people by making such statements. Because how does a same-sex couple, how does that outrage any religious, or how does that, you know, how is that even connected to any religious thinking is beyond me right now.
Geeta Bhatt, would you like to respond? Does the Home Minister of Madhya Pradesh not have anything better to do than to tell the police to investigate an advertisement showing a same-sex couple?
Well, you see, Vishnuji, I want to make 3-4 points on this. So please just
go
give
ahead,
me
go
enough
ahead, yes.
time to speak because there I am, it is 2:1. So I should get a little bit more time on this.
Please
you
go
see,
ahead.
First of all, I have my strong objection to this, you know, bleach advertisement, because that itself, you know, glorifies that it is the white skin, you know, which dominates when it comes to expression of beauty.
Right.
And this is a totally colonized mindset.
Okay.
Right? And this is something which is very, very, except, you know, it should be condemned. And even after 75 years of independence,
but he's not condemned that. He's condemned
still,
another part.
I am coming to that also. Second point is that this advertisement is showing a, you know, a festival which is, you know, which is based on Hindu culture and in based on Hindu tradition. Now, it is not only that, it is also related to marriage, which is considered, which is a religious sacrament in Hindu marriages. Why is it that they could not portray this advertisement showing that marriage taking place between Christians or Muslims? Because very well it is known that as per the holy book of Christians or that of Muslims, sentiments they have for
so basically, Geeta ji, you would have been okay if this showed a Muslim same-sex couple or a Christian same-sex couple. But if it's a Hindu same-sex couple, then it's not right. Right? That's your point.
Give me 10 seconds more. I just want to put 1.4. It is only the Hindu culture which takes everybody into fault, including LGBT community. But you are again trying to bring exceptional as the mainstream. And thirdly, Is it legally untenable? Is it same-sex relationships legalized in this country? Vishnu ji, it is showing that there are two women who are married. Does Indian law permit? My question is this: does it permit marriage of two people of the same sex legally? You please tell me that.
All right. Tragically, in our country, we've not reached that stage. I think is the answer. Whether that is against basic human rights or not is a larger issue. But Fauzia, but one second, Geeta ji, you. Okay. So Fauzia, respond to that. This doesn't reflect our values. And in the case of this particular advertisement, Geeta Bhatt says that same-sex marriage is not legal in India. Therefore, this doesn't work for us. How would one respond?
See, religion is all about love. And religion is not that conservative what is being portrayed by fanatics, what is being portrayed by so-called, the takedars of Hindu dharma or Muslim dharma. No, how will they decide that? Let people decide. It's not your property. You know, religion is not somebody's property. Yaar. It is our personal matter. And it is all about love. Every religion teaches love. And such kind of advertisements are just portraying love, relationship.
Okay.
How can you... one thing more I would like to say here, Vishnu ji, coming back to the main topic from where you started, that... I would like to see, I belong to Madhya Pradesh, I belong to Bhopal. And I was speaking before coming on the show, I was speaking to some of the person I know in the government department, and I said, what the hell is happening? I was planning, you are planning so much, 16 films are being shot there, the shooting is going on, and how will you, what are you doing, what is happening with this city, what is happening with us? So he said, we don't know, we are trying to give all the protection, and is this the protection? No.
All
this
right,
is
so
not
obviously it's not.
And
it's
one
not...
thing, Vishnuji, one thing more.
I'm completely out of time. Geeta ji has a point when she says that she's not been given
Vishnuji,
as much time
Vishnuji,
as the two
Vishnuji,
of you.
One second. I will appeal all the filmmakers to boycott such states where all this nonsense is happening.
All right. Fair enough. You feel that there should be a boycott when something like this happens. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us.